Georg Philipp Telemann, around the turn of the 18th century, a contemporary of J.S. Bach. We heard his Concerto for Six Players. Musica Antiqua Con, directed by Richard Gerbel, play on instruments that are over 400 years old. And with thanks to Dudley Laufman for the loan of the Telemann CD. This is Ancient and Modern, filling the gaps in your classical radio dial with Fred Portnoy here on WNHN LP 94.7 FM and WNHNFM.org. Later, music by Elizabeth Baker. Kyle Gann uses scales in what is called just intonation instead of the equal temperament that we're used to. He likes to use text. He likes to use the rhythms found in the spoken word. He created a theatrical staged work he calls a pocket opera called Custer and Sitting Bull. The merging or clashing of simultaneous scales reflect the ebb and flow of Custer's ambivalent view of the white men and the natives. The four movements or scenes of the opera are Custer, If I Were an Indian, using text from Custer's My Life on the Plains, Sitting Bull, Do You Know Who I Am? Sundance, Battle of the Greasy Grass River, using more writings of Custer. From the liner notes comes this explanation of the text of the final scene, Custer's Ghost to Sitting Bull. It contains the spoken words of Custer's ghost, which were posthumously spoken to Sitting Bull, whose spirit was channeled by the modern-day psychic Martin Shulman, who printed the text in his 1975 book, Karmic Astrology. Composer Kyle Gann performs the vocal and electronic music parts in Custer and Sitting Bull.
In proceeding from the Missouri River to the base of the Rocky Mountains, the ascent, though gradual, is quite rapid. Comparing the surface of the country to that of the ocean, it does not require a very great stretch of the imagination when viewing this boundless ocean of beautiful living verdure to picture these successive undulations as gigantic waves standing silent and immovable and adding to the impressive grandeur of the scene. If the Indian were the innocent, simple-minded being he is represented, he would be just the character to complete the picture. If I were an Indian, I often think, I would greatly prefer to cast my lot among those of my people, adhere to the free open plains rather than submit to the confined limits of a reservation. There to be the recipient of the blessed benefits of civilization with its vices thrown in. The Indian can never be permitted to view the question in this deliberate way. When the soil which he has claimed and hunted over for so long a time is demanded by this insatiable monster, there is no appeal, he must yield. Or like the car of Juggernaut, it will roll mercilessly over him. Destroying as it advances, destiny seems to have so willed it, and the world looks on and nods its approval. 100 years ago, it required millions to express in numbers the Indian population. Today, less than half the number of thousands will suffice. Where and why have they gone?
Ask the Saxon race. Ask the Saxon race. Ask the Saxon race.
We had approached so near the village that from the dead silence which reigned, I feared that the lodges were deserted. I was about to turn in my saddle and give the signal for attack when a single rifle shot rang sharp and clear from the far side of the village. I turned to the band leader and directed him to give us Gary Owen. The bugle sounded the charge, and the command dashed rapidly into the village. The Indians were caught napping, but overcame their surprise and quickly seized their rifles, bows, and arrows. Orders were given to prevent the killing of any but the fighting strength of the village. But in a struggle where the squaws are as dangerous as the warriors, it is impossible to always discriminate. When everything had been collected, the torch was applied, and soon all that was left of the village were a few heaps of blackened ashes. Let Bacchus' sons be not dismayed, and join with me each jovial blade. Come booze and sing and lend your aid to help me with the chorus. So in place of water, we'll drink ale and pay the reckoning on the nail. No man for debt shall go to jail from Gary Owen in glory. My firm conviction, based on analysis of the character traits of the Indian, is that the Indian cannot be induced to adopt an unaccustomed mode of life by any teaching, argument, reasoning, or coaxing, not followed closely by physical force. The Indian is capable of recognizing no influence but that of stern, arbitrary power from Gary Owen in glory. Children, bereft of everything and of every friend. True, it was just. The warriors had brought this fate upon themselves and their families. By their unprovoked attacks upon the white man, although never claimed as an exponent of the peace policy. Yet I entertained the most peaceable sentiments toward all Indians who were in no condition to cause trouble. If I were an Indian, I often think, I would greatly prefer to cast my lot among those of my people and adhere to the free open plains rather than submit to the confined limits of a reservation. I have never been absent from my command without leave. As here charged. I have never made use of my men for the advancement of my private interests. As here charged. I have never turned away from our enemy as here charged, or failed to relieve an imperiled friend as here charged, or left unburied a single fallen man under my command as here charged, or took upon myself the responsibility of a single action not demanded by the occasion as here charged. Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired. Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired. Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired. Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired. Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired. Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired. Judge me not by what is known now, but in the light of what I knew when these events transpired.
is not now. But in the light of what I knew when these events transpired, judge me not by what is known now. But in the light of what I knew when these events transpired, judge me not by what is known now. But in the light of what I knew when these events transpired, judge me not by what is known now. But in the light of what I knew when these events transpired, where and why have they gone? Ask the Saxon race. Ask the Saxon race. Ask the Saxon race.
I am no chief. I am a man. I see. I know. I began to see when I was not yet born, when I was not in my mother's arms, but inside of my mother's belly. It was there that I began to study about my people. God gave me the power to see out of the womb. The Great Spirit must have told me at that time that I would be the man to be the judge for all the other Indians. A big man. Decide for them in all their ways. I speak. It is enough. I speak. It is enough. I never taught my people to trust Americans. I have told them the truth that the Americans are great liars. I have never dealt with the Americans. Why should I? The land belonged to my people. Of course I will speak if you desire me to do so. I suppose it is only such men as you desire to speak who must say something. Do you recognize me? Do you know who I am?
Sitting Bull.
Yes, but do you know who I am?
Slightly recumbent Gentleman Cow.
Yes, but do you know who I am?
I do not know any difference between
Yes,
them.
But do you know who I am?
And the other Indians at this agency.
Yes, but do you know who I am?
Any man who desires to speak.
Yes, but do you know who I am?
Shall talk for the Indians.
Yes, but do you know who I am? I am here by the will of the Great Spirit, and by his will I am a chief. My heart is red and sweet, and I know it is sweet, for whatever passes near me puts out its tongue to me. If a man is a chief and has authority, he should be proud and consider himself a great man. And yet you men have come here to talk with us, and
you do not know who I am.
Thank you.
if the Great Spirit has chosen anyone to be the chief of this country, it is myself. You have conducted yourself like men who have been drinking whiskey, and I came here to give you some advice. I have always been a chief and have been made chief of all the land. 32 years ago, I was present at the Fort Bryce Council with the white man. Since then, a great many questions have been asked me about it, and I always said,
wait.
Then the Black Hills Council was held, and they asked me to give up that land, and I said,
wait.
I remember well all the promises that were made about that land. You white men advise us to follow your ways, and therefore I talk as I do. When you have a piece of land and anything trespasses on it, you catch and keep it until you get damages, and I am doing the same thing now. I want you to tell this to the Great Father for me. I am looking into the future for the benefit of my children, and I want my country taken care of for me. Do you recognize me?
Do you know who I am?
Cynical.
Yes.
Do you know who I am?
Slightly recumbent, gentleman cow.
Yes, but
do you know who I am?
I do not know any difference between
us. Yes, but
do you know who I am?
And the other Indians at this age.
Yes,
but do you know who I am?
Any man who desires to speak.
Yes, but
do you know who I am?
Shall talk for the Indians.
Yes,
but do you know who I am?
No chance for me to live, mother. You might as well mourn. My father has given me this nation. In protecting them, I have a hard time. No chance for me to live, mother. You might as well mourn. The Great Spirit told me that I would be the man to be the judge for all the other Indians. There are no Indians left but me.
Thank you. Big Village. Bring packs, P.S., bring packs. Come on, be quick. Big Village. Bring packs, P.S., bring packs. Bring packs, P.S., bring packs. Come on, be quick. Big Village. Bring packs, P.S., bring packs. Bring packs, P.S., bring packs. Bring packs, P.S., bring packs. Bring packs.
are but one act in the play, and we have done as we were told. Within 15 years, a treacherous act by a white man will take place against you. You will have no foreknowledge of it and no medicine. You could make wood prevent it. The white man sees only white, and the day will come. All men who are not white from the face of the earth. Know in your heart that I speak truth, for you and I were once brothers and will be brothers again.
Because they have no ears. 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 Because
That was Custer and Sitting Bull, composed and performed by Kyle Gann from New World Records. You're listening to Ancient and Modern, music outside the mainstream. I'll say, huh? On WNHN LP 94.7 FM in Concord, New Hampshire, and everywhere in stereo, online at WNHNFM.org, or TuneIn or other online radio services. Composed and performed by Elizabeth Baker, we'll hear four explosions expanding from the center and quarks. Thank you. Four Explosions Expanding from the Center and Quarks, composed and performed by Elizabeth Baker. It's from her two-volume CD, Quadrivium. That's it for Ancient and Modern this week. I hope you can come back next Sunday morning at 10. I'm Fred Portnoy. Thank you.